Hello and welcome to Pish Talk. I'm joined always by Dave Conrad, and we always like to thank... Sorry, that was a bit rude there. I started talking over you. How are you, Dave?
I just said hello. I'm good. I'm not too bad.
Good. I'm going to give a quick shout out to the Patreon subs.
I would like to give a shout out to Ian Downey, Kirsty Bailey, Chris McCullough, Gordon Brown, Ben Wackett, Adam Wilson, Mark Leslie. You got Brian Smith.
Actually, that turned a little like Italian there almost at one point. My Arnold there. I'll try my Donald again.
It's just great people. Fantastic people. Ian Downey, Joe's mum, Brian Smith, Daniel Bedencourt, Jamie Flood, James Boyner. I know everything there is to know about James Boyner. I know all the Boyners. Will Edwith, David McCarthy, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, Barry Carruthers, James Wise, David Thornton, The Concierge, Global Cameron, Corey Bauman, Lou Markham. I know them all. Great people. Fantastic people.
All right. Thank you to the Patreon subs. And thank you to everyone who's listening. The listens are they're on their way up, man. The listens are on their way up. They're not messing around this month, man. They must have been digging Cats Landing Planes. And I have to say my personal favorite is recent favorite is Dumped on Cameo just for the Bruce Buffer face. That is just... it's just art. Getting Bruce Buffer to dump your bird. And then he's like, time to move on.
Dude, that's so brutal. That's beyond brutal.
Hello, Kelly. Dave says, it's time to move on.
Brutal.
You almost became The Rock there for a second.
You actually think?
I can't do a Rock impression. I'm not even going to try.
Nah, you can if you try. You got to work on that quietly, and then you got to bring it in when it's ready.
You got to do it. You got to do it, man. So yeah, that's I appreciate that. I like the guy from, what was that band again? He was in that band, and he was like, not in the charts, but always in your hearts.
Oh shit! is it Sugar Ray?
Yeah, and my favorite part was that, yeah, Mark McGrath, and it was like, so they could afford to buy. They could afford to buy cameos getting your ass fired from Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, but they can't keep you on another 2 weeks. It's like, that's the ultimate insult injury. It's like the account comes in and goes, listen, we've not got enough to match payroll at the end of the month, eh? Well, what are we going to do with that wee bit of nugget of money at the end? Let's get Mark McGrath to do the hiring and firing. Dude, that's a strategy. That's a legit strategy. No one likes hiring and firing. Just get Mark McGrath to do it, dude.
He's like on his Patreon, on his Cameo, it's just a specific line where he's like, look, it's 250 quid for a hiring and 600 for a firing. Like, look,
they're different.
Anthony might hiring.
They're different heads.
Anthony might hiring, eh?
Mate, I'll hire all day, like, mate.
Mate, I'll hire for free, eh? But, like, I'm no doing the firing for free. Like, I need compensated, eh?
That's it, mate. That's serious stuff, mate. Serious stuff.
It's like, look, man, we did the budget and, you know, there's no money left. We're going to have to let you go. But before you go, we have a message for you from Mark McGrath.
imagine you found out you were getting fired and they put in like they spent like £10,000 putting together like a movie trailer for the fact you're fired. That'd be the worst. But dude, speaking of that. Weird stuff that would never happen in real life, I believe you've got some rare news for us. So not rare news, weird news.
The weird news, man. So I've been checking out some places for weird news. I found Reddit's a good place to find weird news, man.
Aye.
Like, there's some weird shit that goes on there. So I got a couple here. So this one's funny, man. Texas man drove BMW dealership loan car to rob a bank, then tried to use the stolen money from the bank to buy said BMW.
That's amazing. Dude, that's like you forgot to take off the VR headset. You were playing GTA. Whoops.
Whoops. So let's have a look. Let's have a look here. The article's been telling me that I can't check it. I can't check the full article because I'm from Europe. I'm not even in Europe anymore. Big Bojo's made these like, come on. I believe that we are going to have access to kzan.com for articles regarding Texas men who steal BMWs. We are currently in the process. process of getting that done.
I mean, that is pretty dumb. Although, speaking of Boris Johnson, not as dumb as his little joke recently. Did you see the thing where, like, he's in the COVID center and they're like, he's honestly like Grandpa Simpson, but they're like, could you go 5 minutes without embarrassing yourself? And he's like, how long was that? You know, like, that's what he's like. He's literally in this COVID center and he's like trying to put this glove on and it doesn't fit. He's like, I'm like OJ Simpson over here.
He did. Come on.
Dude, he was in a COVID testing center and he was trying to put on the glove for ages. It didn't fit. And he was like, God, I'm like bloody OJ Simpson over here.
He's just, you know what though? Like that humor would kill at like one of his get-togethers.
You know what annoys me, man? People are just like, hangers, like, see if I wanted to go to the, I'll tell you what though, like, Boris is the type of guy that I could have a pint with, like, that's why I voted for him. It's like,
dude, that's it. That's what I said before. I'm like, look, I don't mind having Boris Johnson around, I just don't want him in charge of anything. He's basically the dafty in your class at school that's like, look, man, like, Billy is a good laugh, eh? But, like, don't ever put him in, like, don't make him class rep or, like, don't make him, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, you kind of, we used to have a guy, I can't mind the guy's name, but he was a fucking roast. I cannot remember his name, but when I worked as a security guard, I was doing security at the Royal Highland Show at Ingolston. And there was this guy, and I cannot remember his name for the life of me, but he was just, everybody loved him. Like, he was a security guard, but he was a fucking fatty, man. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, his brain was like 3 seconds behind his mouth and body, where, like, he would do something or he would say stuff, and then it would kick in a couple of seconds later, like, oh shit, it would cross his mind. And I was always like, man, he's a good guy to have around. But when they were like, oh, there's a chance he's going to be a head doorman, eh? Or like, oh, he's going to become a supervisor. I was like, fuck that. I was like, he's a good laugh, but don't put him in charge. That's Boris Johnson in a nutshell. Any of those people.
See with Boris, it's like, everyone's like, hang on, that's why I voted for him. He's whiny us, mate. I could have a pint with him. It's like, yeah, I could probably have a pint with Pancho from Dirty Sanchez. Doesn't mean I'm going to make him Chancellor of the Exchequer, you know what I mean?
Like, I didn't think Boris was actually a laugh when he was Transport Minister, where he's like, I'm on my bicycle and I'm going to punch these reporters. Like, remember he got like aggressive with reporters and shit, and he was like, I want to put this new green initiative in play. And he was, you'd see him at the pub and at football games being a fanny, and it's like, oh, well, you know, he's transport minister. And he was like,
everyone knows it's Boris.
Yeah, and then he gets Mayor of London, and we're like, oh, okay, well, I suppose he's just Mayor of London, eh? Like, Boris, a bit of a dafty, eh? He's got his methods, eh? Ooh. And then he becomes fucking Prime Minister. It's like, yeah, we might have made a miscalculation on this one.
Have you ever seen have you ever seen he's done like charity sports and that? He's done like sports with like kids and he's just, oh my god, dude. There's a charity sports match and he absolutely, this is the name of the clip, Boris Johnson diving headbutt to the nutsack, spear gore. Like, that's
got the dude. Can you get the share screen up? You gotta get the share
right,
screen
okay,
up.
Okay, okay, right.
You gotta get the share.
Let me try to do this right for our listeners. I apologize, but Dave is gonna talk about what's going on the screen right now. We got the Boris Johnson diving headbutt to the nutsack. Can you see it, Dave?
I see it. Oh right, my god, this looks.
Watch this. Gore! 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 Dude, that is given.
So basically, we've got.
That is given Rhino a run for his money, man.
We've got a player here. I'm not sure who he is, but Boris Johnson is quite a distance from him. Absolutely bolts. He bolts towards him. And this is is this a rugby game or a football game?
Do you know what my favorite is? It's because he does like almost like a flip afterwards. It's like the Bobby Lashley spear. He's like, he's getting this pure guy, the Bobby Lashley spear.
It's football. Like, it's not like, even rugby.
He's like, well, you know, I was going to do the Goldberg spear, you know, and just go through them. But I thought, you know, the fans are watching. I thought I'll give them the old Bobby Lashley, you know.
He legit goes to his knees at one point to go for like a double leg takedown.
But then he just decides, well, dude, is it still sharing the screen?
Yeah.
Right, so check this out. This is another one where he just absolutely wipes out a kid. So he's playing like it's, I can't remember. Watch this.
Oh no.
So there he goes, playing cricket. He's just given the big shoulder tackle to the wall. So that's one. He's now playing tennis in his suit.
Dude, he's just too powerful. That's what it is, man. He can't control his own power, eh? Like,
that's it. You know,
he just can't. You know, once he gets going, man, you can't stop.
That's
you know,
it.
He used to get
those. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
So he rugby tackles a child. This is a famous one. Dude, absolutely. That's the Goldberg spear. The kid gets the Goldberg spear. Watch this.
Ran over that kid.
Noosh. Oh.
So for those who are just listening, he's playing like, I don't know what it is. He's playing like a really small like rugby game with like children, like small children, not like 8-year-olds, but we're talking like 6-year-olds.
Oh my God, dude. Did you just see that?
I saw that.
Right, we'll come to that in a second.
He's played. He gets the ball and he just starts running. Like, it doesn't even look like he intends to tackle them. It just looks like he just falls over himself.
But mate, if you get in Boris's way, he'll take you out.
He's running you over, man. He's like, I'm just too powerful. I was described as once I accelerate, I cannot slow down. You know, it's a major problem. I believe that if we are to leave the EU, it may solve my problem.
It's like, you know, you get like these WWE like 24 documentaries. They've got like the new Goldberg one and he's like coming back. It's like they've got one for Big Boris. Like, can you imagine, dude, if he just like appeared in like WWE or AEW or Ring of Honor or pure New Japan or something like that. It's just like, you know, I just thought, you know, I'd like to kind of put my stamp on pro wrestling, you know.
What was the thing we saw? It was fucking amazing. And it's this, it was like, it was in the lead up in the election. And it was why they followed, like, a camera, like, followed him through, like, the conservative, like, party headquarters, whatever.
Yeah, it was like something out of The Office.
Yeah, and it literally was like The Office. And he's basically, they're just like, so Boris, like, why should people vote for you, you know, in this upcoming election? And he's just like, well, you know, I believe... He's like, he's going through his normal day.
Yeah, he's like, you've caught me off guard here. I'm just making myself a cup of tea, you know. And I was listening to The Clash, I think is my favorite band. Is that what I was supposed to
say?
Yeah,
the Rolling Stones. He does this, like, weird thing where he, like, waits for a second. He, like, ponders what he's going to say, and then he, like, reveals it like a game show answer. He's just like... It's like, what did you have for dinner last night there, Boris? And he's just like, I had steak and... oven chips, and it was great. And it's like he reveals it like it's this big thing. And you just,
dude, if I was prime minister, there's no chance I'd be going to the freezer and pulling out the McCain's and papping them in the oven. That's just no happening. Like, I'm sorry. See how everyone's like, these bloody politicians. The prime minister is one that I'm like, you know what? There's got to be some perks for being prime minister. There's got
to
be some perks, man.
Right?
And I'm afraid oven chips just doesn't cut it. Like, if the prime minister can, like, have you noticed how in America it's like you've got Air Force One, you've got pure, you know, the big stretch limo that's like bulletproof, and Boris is like just carting about a bike around London, you know what I mean? It's just like
with this fucking bag of a case.
I'm not gonna say the name of it, but you know, like the wee scooter in like Vice City, like Boris is just like just
he's just CJ at the start of Canada, yeah. Like, oh shit, here we go, okay. Yeah. And he's just like riding the bicycle.
Oh shit, here we go again. You know, here we go again.
He's just like, here we go again.
But yeah, it's like the American president, it's all about grandeur, it's the president, whereas the prime minister, it's like, mate, on your bike.
I'm curious to see how long's Boris got left in office before he can, like, he can't, because I know it's 2 terms in the States, but it's two over here as well, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know. I think it was 2 terms.
I think so. So I'm curious to see how long would he technically. Plus, did his start fresh since he took over from Theresa May?
Oh no! I don't think there is a limit in the UK.
Oh shit, dude.
Mate! You can just
You can just be like, mate, I'm What do you think? Eh? I'm just basically Habib Nurmagomedov. Eh? Like, can't you touch me? Like,
Boris is like, I mean, come on, Dana. You know, I'm just levels above these guys. I mean, come on.
Look, I smash them when they try and take me on in the election.
Connor, send location. I smash face. Send location.
Dude, speaking of Habib, have you seen him recently?
No.
Is he just he looks up? Big.
Well, like in a good way?
He looks massive. Maybe both. I don't know. But it's so funny. Like it really took me off guard to think he's basically.
He's been on the McCain's oven chip.
He's on the oven chip, man.
Imagine that becomes like the new thing. It's like, mate, honestly, it's the oven. That would be like the new excuse. You know when everyone gets like super jacked and it's like, oh, mate, it's the lettuce. I mean, whereas like,
oh, mate, it's the protein shakes.
Whereas like with Khabib, it'll be like, mate, it's the McCain's, like, they've got me on the McCain's, eh, like.
Hey, I'm on the oven chips, eh, like, I'm getting oven chipped all day, mate, like. But it just made me laugh that, like, he's the coach at AKA, and it's like, dude, he's still young, and he's undefeated at the highest level of the sport. And it's like, that's the coach. You're like, because you know, normally coaches are like, oh, you know, back in my day, you know, I was a bit of the man and that. Like, he's like still in his prime and he's coaching at AKA.
That's true.
That's mental.
I tell you what, it is mental. Let's have a look at some more weird news. Did you have any other ones? I do like the BMW one. That's a belter.
I do have one here.
I'll never get caught. Actually, dude, can I just tell you one real quick that I heard today? I was on Facebook and I got an ad for like this because I watch Vice videos. I'm addicted to watching these Vice videos. And one of them is this guy who contacts like the worst cell inmates ever and like murderers and that. And he like writes to them and then he does like interviews with them on his YouTube channel and all that. And there was one guy that was like one of the worst serial killers in modern history. And let me tell you how he got caught, right? Swear to God, the police had nothing on him. Absolutely nothing on them, right? And then he was like, so what he did is he started communicating with the police through like hidden messages in the paper and all that. And then he literally asked the police through a coded message because he wanted to, like, you know how these murderers, like, they can't help themselves. Like, they just have...
They want
the pop. They're just like, oh, people need to know. So apparently, he literally contacted the police and said, if I send you a floppy disk with information, can you track it to where I made it? And they're like, no. So he literally just sent them a floppy disk with information and they just went straight to his work and picked him up while he was at work.
Fucking idiot, man. Why though? It is like a weird thing, isn't it? Where it's like, do you know what I mean? Where they're like,
it gives you an insight into the serial killer and to the evil person mentality, because it's about having done it is just not enough. They want people to think that they're the smartest guy in the room. You know what I mean? They just can't help themselves.
That was like, what was it like? They said a lot about that with Jimmy Savile. Like, a bunch of folk came out and said that with him. They were like,
he was saying stuff in interviews left, right, and center. But I don't want to be honest on the podcast. I don't want to get into, you know, that
Jimmy Savile,
that piece of absolute trash. Like, one of the worst human beings.
We're about to go into some sort of trash here. So this is funny. It's not. It's funny, but not funny. So,
okay.
Basketball announcer blames his using of the N-word on his diabetes.
What?
He says, quote, I do not believe that I would have made such a horrible statement absent my sugar spiking.
Is he just like, right, so he's like, I had a Snickers and I couldn't help myself. Is that what he's saying? Dude, and this is
a kid's basketball game.
Dude, well, do you know what it's like? You know that Snickers advert when it's like, oh, he can be a right diva when he's no had these Snickers. It's like... it's like, he can be a horrible racist when he's no had his Snickers. It's just like...
He thought his mic was off. This is what it is. So
that's even worse. That's like, so he is actually, it's not like an outburst. It's like, actually, do you know what? Then I hope he's lost his job and never gets to teach again. Because actually, the fact that this has happened has now outed him as a racist. And it means that children won't have to go through him treating them poorly. You know what I mean?
I can't believe that. He thought the mic was off and he says, I hope Norman High School gets their ass kicked. Fuck them. I hope they lose. Come on, Midwest City. Hell no. He was saying that shit. What?
Yeah, dude.
I'm a kid basketball.
But dude, this is the thing. Like, unfortunately, insane people can end up in these jobs. And that is just, it's scary. But you know what? I bet you the parents of that school are glad they no longer have a racist on staff. So there you go.
I mean, I can only hope so. What was the one? So, it's like, there's so many funny ones like that where the excuses come out and you're like, oh shit, like, I need to blame something, eh? Like,
Well, I'm trying to pull up this weird news, and it's like every time I go on it, it's like, this is, and it starts like talking while we're talking. It's, I hate that when you open it up and the audio starts. But anyway,
yeah.
So this is, this was interesting. Customs seizes $1.5 million in counterfeit Rick and Morty vape pens at O'Hare, officials say. It's like, mate, I'm telling you, it's no heroin. It's no coke. It's no Ethereum. It's no Bitcoin. It's counterfeit Rick and Morty vape pens and 1.5 mil. I mean, how many counterfeit Rick and Morty vape pens do you need to have to be worth $1.5 million?
Well, what are non-counterfeit Rick and Morty vape pens worth?
Dude, I've gone on it. It doesn't even look like Rick and Morty. It literally looks like Goku from Dragon Ball Z and Yoda.
What is a non-counterfeit one worth?
Oh, no, it's a... Okay, so, dude, do you know why they've got caught? It's because they've got Homer Simpson dressed as, like... Homer and Bart dressed as Rick and Morty, and it's like, do you know what? You didn't mess with Matt Groening. He's actually at the airport, man. It's like, dude, he's so protective. Homer's hair and ear is his signature. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
MG. If you look at it, that's why Homer's hair is the way it is. That's how protective he is. Yeah, dude, Matt Groening is literally at baggage claim when you go through there. He's like, mate, didn't he be ripping off my stuff, mate?
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
That's brilliant. That's amazing.
Do you remember that whenever you got, like, Simpsons toys and books, it would always have his name everywhere? It's like, all right, Jesus. So if Matt Groening has kids, he's, like, pure getting Matt Groening tattooed on them and that. It's like, mate, just stop putting your name on everything.
That was a weird thing, man. I remember, like, there was a thing, some of the really early Simpsons merch had to be slightly different because it wasn't...
Oh, yeah.
Remember, like, Bart's blue t-shirt and shit?
Yeah.
Like, all the merch... For some reason, all the merch... has Bart in a blue t-shirt for some reason.
Yeah, dude. The early Simpsons, eh? Jesus. Like, if you look at the first drawings of the Simpsons.
Oh, is that the Tracy Ullman ones?
Yeah.
Like, so Bart Simpson, blue shirt. Why does Bart Simpson wear a blue shirt in promotional material even though
the first drawing has him. So probably they commissioned the show, got the merch, and then they changed it in... Did they change it for season one?
Apparently. So they're saying here, someone says the rumors... There's no actual confirmed reason. Apparently, rumors circulated that the blue shirt would be an identifier for legitimate merchandise, whereas counterfeit merchandise would most likely go with the standard orange shirt.
But, dude, he's wearing a blue shirt in the Tracy Ullman shorts.
Huh.
Like, so if you type in the original Simpsons shorts, you get Bart is wearing a blue t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. So people are saying that, yeah, like...
That's when it was like, shut up, boy.
Shut up, boy. Quidjibo. big dumb ape. What was he said? One of the early season one episodes where Bart doesn't want to play a game of Scrabble, so he just uses all his letters and makes up a fake word.
I mean, have you got any other news stories?
I might have one more. So this is more crazy than anything else. A man wrongfully convicted of murder sues a rental car company for not providing a receipt that supported his alibi. Fucking crazy.
Right, so explain.
So, you gotta always accept the cookies. CNN, I'm not comfortable with that. A Michigan man was recently exonerated of murder, a charge for which he spent nearly 5 years in prison. Now he's suing a rental car company for not providing records that his lawyers say would have exonerated him earlier. Herbert Alford was wrongfully convicted of second-degree murder in 2016 and freed in 2020 after the Hertz Corporation provided a receipt that showed Alford was renting a car from the Lansing airport minutes before the murder took place. Fuck. He spent nearly 5 years in jail because Hertz were like, oh, fucking, can he provide
mate,
the receipt,
I'll get around to it, mate.
All day, mate, eh? Like, it's 10 to 5, mate. Like, oh, it's rough, eh?
Mate, we'll need to put you on hold, eh? You're going to have to email head office, then we're going to need to get back to you. It's this whole thing, mate, eh? Like,
oh, mate, we've got a procedure, eh? Like, it's protocol. Like, I didn't make the rules, mate, eh? Like, it's nothing to do with me. It's 10 to 5 on a Friday, mate. Like,
I mean, come on, mate. Come on.
Let's have a look. Hertz shared the documents with the court in 2018, more than 2 years after they were initially contacted by Alford's lawyers. Quote, had the defendants not ignored and disobeyed numerous court orders requiring them to produce the documentation that eventually freed Mr. Alford, he would not have spent over 1,700 days incarcerated, Alford's attorneys wrote. Wow. Holy shit. So what's he suing them for? Let's have a look.
Let's have a look.
What is he suing them for?
See if it's worth it. Tell you what, dude. Did it say 1,700 days?
Yeah.
So he's been in jail for 5 years.
Yeah.
Dude, I would want $60 million for that.
Dude, Alford... Oh, really? Alford is seeking compensation in excess of $25,000.
Oh, come on, Alfred. What? Alfred, we need to get you Matt Groening's lawyers, man.
Mate, he needs to get lawyered up, man.
Dude, he needs a lawyer to sue his original lawyer for being such a wee bitch. That's what he needs to do.
$25,000, dude.
Mate.
That's, like, look, I'm not saying that $25,000 is shite money, but if you ask
mate,
me...
Mate, it's shite money when you've been in the Dave, can for 1,700 days.
It's like, look, Dave, you can go and spend 5 years in jail, and I will give you $25,000 at the end. Would you do it? I'd be like, mate, you could kiss my arse.
Dude, that's
mate, I wouldn't give you the spell off of my shite for $25,000.
Dude, like,
that's crazy.
That's $14.71 a day.
Dude, fuck that. Dude, that's less than minimum fucking wage.
Dude, that's like what's going to be... correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but is the proposed minimum wage not something like $11, $12, something like that?
Mate. Get that to fuck. Should be putting at least two more zeros on that shit.
Dude, we need to get a GoFundMe on the go for this guy, and we need to get
actually good lawyers.
Yeah, we need to get him a lawyer. I got one for you, right? So,
all right, go for it.
There's let me find this. So, this is from Not the Onion. Virginia pays monitors to sit in classrooms while teachers teach from home. Okay.
What?
So. Kids, so if I understand this correctly, some students return to the classroom today. These students are in the building, but still learning virtually. Each is in a different class with a different teacher who is teaching from home. So they have to go to school and sit in their desk and get taught while the teacher is like pure got a bowl of Cheerios chilling in bed. Like up into page 5, eh?
He's just like, oh shit, I got the tie in the cereal, eh? Like, no bother. Fuck's sake.
But here's the thing. These monitors, I think, are like helpers that they're paying to be in the class.
Wait. So the students are.
The students
helpers.
Are in. The teachers are teaching from home. And like the classroom assistants are in the schools.
Fucking. You just.
Do you know what it's like, dude? Do you know what it's like? Remember when The Rock used to do promos live via satellite? That's what it's like. It's like Hogan's the classroom assistant. He's standing in the... And then The Rock's like... You know, when he's like live from Hollywood. And he does that promo just before No Way Out 2003. That's what we're dealing with here. When the tofu's ready. Tofu's ready!
Dude, it's... It's just, do you know what it is, man? It's just like silly, illogical things that just don't make sense. It's like, look, if you're, it's like, why don't half-ass things? You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do it right. There's no point in jumping the gun and half-assing it to then have to redo it later, you know? I like the phrase, what was the phrase? I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like, do it right or do it twice. You know, which one are you going to do it? And I just feel like the country is so desperate to be like, oh, well, we need to do this, this, and this. And it's like, yeah, look how that got you. That's how it fucked us up before. Like, I saw it as I was driving back. I was driving today back from the shop. And, like, I've seen school children about, like, walking about and shit. I'm guessing kids are back in schools in the UK
yeah.
now?
I think it's phasing in, yeah.
Was today their first day or some shit?
Something
was,
like that, yeah.
Yeah, because there's fucking... You can always tell when there's school children going about because they fucking run across roads and shit and almost get themselves killed. Fucking dafties. But that's... And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I'm really curious to see where the COVID numbers go in the next couple of weeks. Like, I don't think they've opened up unis and colleges.
Yeah.
But I think they've opened... But then again, kids don't... Do kids carry it? I don't know. I still don't know. They're not clear about any of this shit. They're like, maybe kids carry it? We don't know. Frankly, we don't want to know.
I'm just looking through here, seeing what we've got. Texas grocery store loses power, lets shoppers leave with groceries. I don't really get
That's more like a wholesome thing. Like, oh, go.
Here we go. So yard sale bowl revealed to bear Chinese artifact worth up to $500,000. And it's just like a bowl. Someone bought a yard sale. Can you imagine that? It's like, you're getting that crap sold at the next yard sale. And then someone just shows up, gets it evaluated, $500,000 that you've just given away. That's how I felt when my dad gave the 32X to the charity shop.
Oh, that still hurts me.
It still hurts, man. That's
brutal, man. That's that's so brutal.
Dude, I got one for you, right? So,
all right, go for it.
So there's like, let me just, this apparently, like, this is, okay. So, a very powerful person in a very powerful country, right? I'm not even going to say it because it's just, you never know, right? But in a very, very rich...
These powerful, like, you know, mate, I'm telling you, dude, like, it's like random country, generic country number one.
So, well, this is what it says. So,
very supreme leader so going, a very, you know, I was listening to that Pish Talk podcast.
I was listening to Pish Talk. Yeah, that's it. Career's over. But so,
Joe Hendry.
Apparently, a very powerful figure in Saudi Arabia wanted to meet a particular adult actress that they liked and paid $400 million for it. So, dude, we need to get whoever negotiated that deal, we need to get them on the phone to Alfred. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the wrong way around.
Them up, yeah. And dude, get Alfred maybe that's $400 million.
Maybe that's what happened. The transaction got mixed up. It's like, poor Alfred's needing his $400 million, and this guy should have paid $25,000 for this. That sounds about right.
That's just that. What's the plan? What's the plan? He's like, I paid $400 million for her to get there. Like, then what? What's the like? Hi, cool.
Dude, it's on, right. Okay, it's on Twitter, right? And it's like promoting it, and it's like got the. There's literally a tweet that's like talking about this amazing meeting, and he's like, reports that he was quite happy with the meeting, promising her $1 billion of investments, which he had just paid $400 million for, while giving her the thumbs up.
It's like his pal just comes in and he's like, oh, so did you meet her, eh? It's like, aye, I did, aye. And? Mate, gave her the pure thumbs up, eh?
And you're like, oh, like, what does the thumbs up mean? No, I just gave her a thumbs up, eh? Like,
nah, I literally was just like, what, eh?
God damn, $400 million. I mean, there must have been no negotiation there. Like, it must have just been like, well, I'll give you $400 million.
Dude, that's premium grade fuck you money. That's, you know what, I have so much money and so much influence, I could pay that much to meet
have a dinner. God, yeah. You could, hopefully she picked up the tab for dinner. It's the least she could do with her $400 million investment.
She's like, oh well, you know.
Dude, it's like, she's made like the GDP of a small country to go and have a dinner with this guy. Dude. And it's like, see, my careers counselor, my parents told me I was daft going down this path, but
fuck you, mum. What now?
It's like it's like those weird pairings you get. Like, remember when like Dennis Rodman just showed up in North Korea? Like him and Steven Seagal. Like that's the North Korea tag team, man.
Dude, the Steven Seagal one's funny, where he just shows up to like the Russian government, and he's just like, yeah, well, I'm gonna show them how to defend themselves. Like, dude, he was doing like self defense for like the Serbian army or some shit at one point. And it's just like, I really don't know if Steven Seagal's the guy you want doing your fucking self defense.
I know, man.
So what you want to do is, when you're in a situation with multiple attackers, you just want to put yourself in the center of the room. And basically, they'll all run at you, and you just have to move slightly to the left and throw them over. If they're a good guy, they'll go over for you.
Dude, I've got one for you. Have you ever heard of something called hagfish slime?
No.
So basically,
it doesn't sound good, though.
There's a sea creature that just produces this gunk, right?
Oh, God.
And apparently, I'm going to read this. I mean, I don't know how this can be true, but apparently...
Never been on live television before.
It expands by 10,000 times in the fraction of a second. So if a shark comes for this... If a shark comes for it, it's just like... Just... That's apparently how it protects itself from sharks. From sharks.
And could it go back down to like normal size?
No, it's the slime that it produces.
What? So that's what I'm talking about. Can the slime go back to normal size?
I don't know. I mean, like dude, there's a picture, I swear to God. I'm looking at it. It says, a car is covered in hagfish and slime after an accident on the highway. And the car is like totaled. It is like exploded open. So it's literally just like, oh, I just bought like a wee jar of this hagfish slime, and then it just blows up your car. GTA wasted.
It's just you're like, right. It's like you ever done like the missions in GTA where it's like you've got to transport the car, but you can't ding the car up because it starts to lose value if you like, you know, if you crash it slightly or if like something happens, and you're just like driving like, oh fuck's sake, like just gotta go, you know, and then someday ahead of you just ever so slightly like breaks suddenly, and you're like, oh fuck, and then the jar just flies forward, smashes, and that shit just goes, and that's it, your car's fucked.
That's it, you're done.
I mean, that would kill you, right? Surely.
I don't know,
if you're in the car with it.
I don't know.
10,000 times its size.
I have to say, man, I can't get over this $400 million meeting thing. Isn't it weird how life can be random like that? How different life is for people who just... If he's willing to spend $400 million on a dinner, that's like, oh, I'll spend that on a dinner. Like, to me or you, that's like, oh, I'll drop 40 quid, take the GF out, you know what I mean? Wait at Frankie and Berry's, wait at Tony Macaroni's, we'll get desserts and everything. You know what? 50 quid, to hell with it.
Mate, putting down 30% tip, mate.
Yeah, so let's say you go in Tony Macaroni's, 50 quid spent, right? So let's say like, you know, let's say if somebody earns a grand a month, so that's 50, 20 quids, right? So he's got 400 million, let's say, right? I'm losing track of the zeros, right?
400 million would be nine zeros?
Times 20, so that would be 8 billion. So right now his monthly allowance is in the 8 billion mark.
Jesus Christ.
So, and then we'll have a look at this. So yeah, so you're talking about 96 billion this guy would be making a year, if based on our very scientific Tony Macaroni maths.
Tony Max maths. So this is Mathematics 101. I'm Professor Tony Macaroni. Unfortunately, I'm calling in through a satellite because of the current pandemic.
Oh man. Anyway, dude, it's a shorter episode today. I've got a seminar with the students. You've got a stream coming up. What are you streaming tonight?
Continue with Celeste, man. We're finishing up Celeste. We're getting through it. It's a tough game, but we're getting through it.
Cool. All right, and where can they watch it?
Y'all can find it at twitch.tv/DaveConrad.
There you go. Go follow it. All right, thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go.